Welcome back to the OU Nachyomi Project and our series on Divrei Hayamim Aleph. In today's show, we study Perek Chav Bet, Chapter 22. Our series is sponsored by the Cypress Foundation in conjunction with Tzanach.org. Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer David. David said, Zehu Beit Adonai Elohim, this is the house for God, Mezem Mizbech Lo'olah Yisrael, and this will be the place to build the altar for the burnt offerings for Israel. As we mentioned in yesterday's shir, the opening pasuk of chapter 22 probably belongs in chapter 21. In fact, that's the parsha division, which supports that understanding. As an introduction to today's shir, let's try to explain why. We saw already in chapter 13 that David HaMelech was making every effort to make Yerushalayim not only the political capital of Israel, but also its religious center. He made every effort to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim, and after much difficulty, he finally accomplished that. He set up a choir of Levites in Yerushalayim to sing in front of the Aron. Then he requested from God in chapter 17 to allow him to build a house for God. God's answer to him was not you, but your son. In other words, not yet, because you had not reached the level of Menucha v'Nachala. You had not reached the level of rest and security and stability that was necessary to build a house for God. You indeed reached more than anyone before you, but there was still much work left to be done. Therefore, from chapter 18 through 20, we saw the stories of very conquests of David, both to the east and to the west, in Aram, against Ammon and against the Plishtim, where he secured his borders and finished his battles. But at the same time, all those victories may have led to a bit of haughtiness, and then we explain how possibly that haughtiness, both his own and of the nation, may have led to this decision to count the people to know how numerous they were, which led to the plague and God's anger with David and the people. In response to God's anger, David did proper tshuva, he repented, he turned to God in prayer, God stopped the plague, and on the site where God stopped the plague, on the threshing floor of Aron the Jebusite, there it was decided that this would be the place where he would build the Beit HaMikdash, once his son Shlomo would be able to build it. So in today's chapter, we're going to see how David HaMelech gives over that vision to his son Shlomo, and how he begins to make all the preparations necessary so that as soon as Shlomo becomes king, everything will be ready for the Beit HaMikdash to be built. And in a certain sense, even though David himself can't build the Beit HaMikdash, he gets everything ready so that as soon as he dies and he's succeeded by his son, it will be constructed immediately. Pasuk Bet, Vayomer David lichnos et hagerim asher be'eretz Yisrael. David commanded to gather together all the foreigners in the land of Israel, ve'yameit chotzvim lachtov avnei gazit, to quarry big large stones, lifnot beit ha'elohim, to build this house for God. Anyone who's been in the land of Israel and been on any archaeological sites has seen many ancient quarries where they would quarry the rocks out of the stone. It was very difficult work. To do that work, he needed a lot of foreign labor, and things haven't changed much since ancient times as well. And he utilized the foreign residents of the country to do that hard labor. In addition to the stones for the building material, which the king will use to build the walls, ubarzel lerov lemismerim, he also accumulated a lot of metal and iron in order to have nails for the construction, ledaltot asharim ulemachabrot hechin David, to connect together the doors of all the gates and everything that needs to be connected in that building process, unechoshet lerov emishkal, and an amount of copper so plentiful that it could not even be weighed, v'yatzei arazim lemispar, and a countless number of logs of cedar wood, ki evio hatzidonim v'hatzorim atzei arazim lerov leDavid, because from the cities of Sidon and from Tzor, that's Tyre and Sidon of today, the big port cities of Lebanon, they imported a tremendous amount of lumber in order to build this house for God. The main reason we need the lumber and the Atzei Arazim, as we explained before, the cedar wood, was in order to make a large roof and have a wide area to make both a palace for David and this house for God. Because the expanse of the roof is limited by the longest beam that you have available. The cedars of Lebanon make much better beams than any tree that grows in the land of Israel. And cedars grow much better in Lebanon than they do in Israel, because in Lebanon has a lot more rainfall than we have in Israel. Now those trees don't grow in the cities of Tzor and Sidon, but Tzor and Sidon, Tyre and Sidon are port cities. They cut down the trees in the various forests in Lebanon, transported them to Tzor and Sidon, to the port cities, and then by ship, they brought those logs to Yafo, and from Yafo, they were brought to Yerushalayim. Again, a very difficult process, but this was part of this major effort by David to build this house for God. Pasuk Hey, Vayomer David. Now that all the building material is ready, David has to charge his son and explain to him why he needs to build the house for God and why he himself didn't build it. Vayomer David, pasuk hey, Shlomo bini, Shlomo my son, Navarach, you're young and gentle still, Vabait libnot ladunai, but the work to build a house for God is very important. Lagdil lamala l'shem, to make God's name great, to elevate his reputation. Ulitifer l'chol ha'artzot, in order to glorify God's reputation among all the nations, therefore, it's necessary to build a house for God. Achina nalo, this I prepared for him. Vayechan David l'rov l'tnei moto. That ends the quote of David talking to Shlomo. And now, the narrator continues and says, Vayechan David l'rov l'tnei moto. David prepared much building material before he died. Notice how David's primary explanation to Shlomo is that the main purpose of the Beit HaMikdash is more so for the other nations than it is for Am Yisrael itself. For sure, Am Yisrael needs a place to pray to God, but we have that already in the Mishkan. Here, we're going to find a house of God which will be open for the other nations to hear about God and learn about God, and therefore, for the sake of God's reputation, David is preparing everything to build this house, lagdil lamala l'shem l'tiferet, which are key phrases which we have in Chumash at the very end of Moshe Rabbeinu's speech in Sefer Dvarim, in the end of chapter 26, when Moshe concludes his 22-chapter speech. He says, God made this covenant with you at Mount Sinai and gave you all these laws to put you in a leadership position above the other nations for God's glory, his name, his reputation, and his greatness. And using the same words, speaking to Shlomo, is certainly a flashback to those important words in Sefer Dvarim. That's Perachava Pasuk Yutet, chapter 26, verse 19 in Sefer Dvarim. Now David is going to make an official charge to Shlomo, Pasuk Vav. David called Shlomo his son. He commanded him to build this house for Hashem, the God of Israel. Now, after explaining to his son regarding the purpose of this house, next he has to explain to him, if it was so important, why didn't David himself build it? We saw already before in chapter 17, God explained to David that not he, but his son can build the house. Therefore, he has to explain this to his son a little bit more in detail. Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. Vemer David lishlomo. David said as follows to Shlomo, Bni, my son. Ani hayayim lavavi, livnot bait l'shem Adonai Elohai. It was my intention, and it was in my heart, to build a house in order to glorify God's name. In other words, David is saying, what I want you to do is, in essence, what I wanted to do. But why could I not do it? Pasechet, vahi alai dvar Adonai lemor. God said to me as follows, Dam l'rov shafachta. You spilled too much blood. On the other hand, you fought great wars. You can't be the person to build a house for my name. You yourself spilled too much blood on the land in front of me. This is the classic answer that everyone always gives whenever someone asks the question, why couldn't David build the Beit HaMikdash? Everyone quotes, without realizing it, from chapter 22, where it's not God speaking to David, but rather it's David speaking to his son Shlomo. What David is telling Shlomo definitely reflects what God told David. But God didn't use specifically these words in chapter 17 when he first asked to build the house for God. God's answer to David was, not you, but your son. And there the understanding was that David did not reach the level of stability that was necessary to build a house for God. We needed the son to succeed his father in a stable manner, to have secure borders, to have true menucha v'nachala, and then we could build a house for God. David here adds the fact that he spilled blood, even though those were wars that needed to be fought. But there really isn't a contradiction between these two reasons, because when David tells Shlomo, I was fighting battles, he's telling him as follows, my generation was one of war, and there were wars that needed to be fought. There were wars for the survival of the people of Israel. We had to fight the Plishtim because they were an enemy that posed an existential threat. We had to fight Ammon because they were attacking us from the east. We had to fight Aram because they joined Ammon in attacking us. The battles that David fought were necessary. But David is emphasizing this element of war for a very important reason. His son Shlomo is very young, as he said in the beginning. According to Chazal, he's 16 years old, and he's about to take over the empire that his father is leaving him. David is worried, and for a very good reason, that his son, who's a teenager, when he becomes king, is going to want to be like his father. His father, David, was famous for all of his conquests and his military accomplishments, and David is worried that his son is going to follow in his footsteps in that direction, that he'll put all this effort into fighting wars. Now, David needed to fight wars because they were important for national security, but they're not a value in itself. David wants to make sure that this time period of fighting is over, and the next generation will be one of peace and not of continued wars. David is telling his son Shlomo, In my time period, we fought wars that had to be fought, but hopefully in your time period, it'll be a time of peace. If indeed you achieve peace, and we achieve peace with our neighbors around us, then it will be meaningful to build a house for God. And this we'll see in the next pasuk. Pasuk Ted. Hine ben noladach, you will have a son. Hu yeh ish menucha. He will be a man of peace. Vanichoti lo mikol evad misaviv. I'll give him rest from all his enemies around. Ki shlomo yeh shmo. His name will be Shlomo. Uv'shalom v'sheket etein al Yisrael b'yamav. And I will give peace and quiet on Israel during his days. Hu yivne bayit nishmi. He will be the one to build a house for my name and reputation. V'hu yeh li leven. He'll be to me like a son. V'ani lo la'av. I'll be to him like a father. V'achinoti kisei machuto al Yisrael ad olam. And I will prepare the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. In Pasuk Tet, when God tells David, you'll have a son and his name will be Shlomo, is this a prophecy where the Navi is predicting what will be? Or, as we like to say all the time, or he's shaping what will be? By telling David his son's name will be Shlomo, is that something like looking in a crystal ball, I know in the future someone with this magic name Shlomo is going to become king? Or is that going to be a direction, what we call shaping history? God is telling David, in order for your son to be the one to build the Beit HaMikdash, he must be a man of peace, and hence his name Shlomo. It's not a technicality that a son named Shlomo has to build the Beit HaMikdash, but rather a son with the qualities of a man of peace, a son whose main goal is to achieve peace and ensure that the people live in peace with one another and with their neighbors around, he'll be the one to build a house for God. If we look at the story in Sefer Shmuel, when Shlomo is born, after the whole incident with Bathsheba in chapter 12, then we find something very interesting. When he's born, Natan HaNavi comes and says his name is going to be Yedidiah. And David himself calls his son Shlomo. Why the two names Yedidiah and Shlomo? When the Navi calls the son Yedidiah, most likely this refers to the blessing of Moshe Rabbeinu to the tribe of Binyamin, where the Beit HaMikdash will be built. That blessing about how the Shekhinah will dwell in the tribe of Binyamin. But Yedid Hashem means someone who's friendly and close to God. In order for David's son to be able to build a house for God, there are two prerequisites. First and foremost, he has to follow God's laws. He has to be a Yedid Hashem. In fact, David's own name, David, reflects that same idea of being someone dear to God, like the Dod in Shir HaShirim. So he has to be a person who keeps God's laws, but also he has to be a person in his political leadership who's able to assure that there'll be peace within Israel and outside of Israel with our neighbors around. Because only if we have peace with our neighbors around us will it make sense to build a house for God that will make his name known to the other nations. If we're at war with other nations, no one will come to visit and look up to us and learn from our actions about how to serve God. Only if the nations look up to us in a positive manner and we have healthy relationships with them, then there's room for the other nations to come and visit this house of God and learn from our ways. I'd like to support this with one other source which can explain why David tells his son Shlomo that God told him that you're an Ish Damim. If we recall in chapter 17 in Divrei Hayamim, when David first asked God to build a house for God, and in the parallel chapter in Shmuel Bet Perek Zayin, which is almost identical, God never used these words in talking to David. God told David, not you, but your son. But God never told David that you're a man of blood. He never told him you're an Ish Damim ata. So why does David tell his son Shlomo that God told him that you're an Ish Damim? I think the answer to that we can find in Shmuel Bet in chapter 16 in the story of the revolt of Avshalom. When David is running away from the city after Avshalom had taken over, David is leaving with all the men who still remain loyal to him. And as he's leaving the city of Yerushalayim, he's being pelted with rocks and stones by one of his enemies, Shimi ben Gera. In Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Hey, we read as follows. Uba ha-melech David ad Bachurim. We're reading again in Shmuel Bet, chapter 16, verse 5. David was coming to this area called Bachurim. V'nei misham ish yotzei mi-mishpachat Beit Sho'o. A man came out from the family of the house of Sho'o. Ushmo Shimi ben Gera. Yotzei yotzo mekalel. His name was Shimi ben Gera and came out cursing at David. V'asakel bavanim et David v'et kol avdei ha-melech David v'chol ha'am v'chol ha-giborim mimino mismolo. And he threw rocks. Things haven't changed much in Yerushalayim in 3,000 years. His political enemies are throwing rocks at David. And this is what Shimi said as he's throwing rocks and cursing. Go, get out of here. Get out of the city, you Ish Damim, you man of blood. You're getting exactly what you deserve because God is paying you back for all the blood of the house of Sha'ol because so many people in the house of Shaul were killed, Asher Malach Tachtav, because you became king instead of him. Vayitein Adonai Hamlucha Bi Avshalom Banecha. And that's the reason why God is giving your kingdom to your own son Avshalom. Vincha Baratecha, you remain with all your evil ways. Ki Ish Damim Ata, you are a man of blood. So listen how Shimi ben Gera curses David and calls David an Ish Damim. He's blaming David for this terrible civil war that was taking place between the house of Shaul and the house of David. All the battles between Yoav and Abner, which caused so many casualties within Am Yisrael. Upon hearing this, one of David's most loyal soldiers, Avishai ben Tsruya, wants to go and kill Shimi. V'yomer Avishai ben Tsruya ha-lamelech, lamei kaleo kelev ha-metazet adoni ha-melech, why allow Shimi ben Gera to continue cursing you? Let me go over and cut off his head. And listen to David's answer to Avishai. V'yomer ha-melech, ma'li v'lechem b'nei Tsruya, ki kaleo, so what if he curses? Ki Adonai amar lo kaleo David. U'mi amar madu asita ken. When David hears Shimi ben Gera cursing him, he doesn't hear Shimi ben Gera, he hears God. He hears the voice of God in Shimi's curses, and he's taking it personally, and he indeed feels remorse and feels sorry that he's caused so much bloodshed in civil war. David did not intend for this civil war, didn't want it to happen, but on the other hand, he still feels responsible for causing it. And then finally, David tells Avishai, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayomer David al Avishai, Ve'okol avadav, Hinei b'ni asher yatza mimi'ay mevakeshet nafshi, Vav ki ata ben ha'imini, Hanicho lo vayikalel, allow him, let him curse me. Why? Ki amar lo Adonai. God told him to curse me. It's quite clear that David is telling his men, it's not that I'm being cursed by Shimi, I'm being cursed by God. God is angry with me, and he sees the revolt of Shalom as a punishment for his own behavior. So when David tells his son Shlomo that God told me I'm an Ish Damim, it could indeed be that God told David he's an Ish Damim, but not directly when he asked God to build the Beit HaMikdash. God already told him that in the story of Merit Avshalom, in the revolt of Avshalom when he was running away from the city. David takes that rebuke as though it's coming directly from God, and therefore he can tell his son Shlomo that God told me I'm an Ish Damim, and he understands that one of the reasons why his generation can't build a Beit HaMikdash, David was too involved not only in wars against our outside enemies, he was also too much involved in a civil war, and when there's so much strife in civil war, it takes so long and so many years for those scars to heal that David realizes that in God's answer is also a hint that he can't be the one to build the Beit HaMikdash because there was too much hatred among brethren under his rule, even though he did not intend for that to happen. In the end, it happened, and therefore he can't be the one to build a house for God. By mentioning this to his son Shlomo, he wants to make sure that Shlomo would not allow any more civil wars to develop, and we'll see later on, that's exactly why David's final command to his son Shlomo is to make sure that people like Yoav and Shimi and all the people who were responsible in the past for these civil wars and all this strife, make sure not to allow them to take power. Instead, you have to unify the kingdom immediately and not allow breakoff and splinter parties to cause this national strife once again. So let's return now to Divrei Hayamim chapter 22 in Pasuk Yud Aleph, verse 11. Ata b'ni, now my son, Yi Adonai Imach, God should be with you. Vitzlachta uvenita beit Adonai Elohecha. You should be successful and build a house for Hashem your God, kasher diber alecha, like God said about you. Achitein lecha Adonai secha ubina. God should bless you and give you wisdom and understanding. Vitzavcha al Yisrael, He should command you over Israel. V'lishmor et Torat Adonai Elohecha, to make sure to keep the laws of the Torah of Hashem your God. This, as we mentioned before, was the meaning of the name Yedidya that Natan gave Shlomo. It's not enough simply to be a man of peace and quiet and unity. It's also important that the king lead the people in following God's Torah in the proper manner. If you do that, az tatzliach, then you'll be successful. Im tishmor lasot et hachukim v'et hamishpatim, all these laws and ordinances. Asher tziva Adonai et Moshe al Yisrael, all the laws from Chumash, especially Sefer Devarim, that God commanded Moshe about Israel. Chazach v'yamatz, al tira v'al techat. Be strong, be strengthened, don't worry, and don't fear. Notice all these words are almost identical to the opening chapter of Sefer Yoshua, where God says something very similar in the first 10 psukim, when he commands Yoshua to take over for Moshe. We see almost the same words of Chazach v'yamatz, al tira v'al techat, as tatzlech et rochecha, and to keep the laws of Sefer Dvarim, which will be the guide for the king of how to run the country. Not only that, in Sefer Dvarim, we have all the laws of HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'Shaken Shmo Sham, the laws that guide how and when to build a house for God, and also that phrase, which we saw many times, L'Shichnot Tidrushu Bat HaShama, in chapter 12, and also the need of Menucha V'Nachala before building the Beit HaMikdash. Now, David continues to Shlomo, telling him how he had everything ready. Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'nei Boni, and behold, even in my poverty, meaning we'll see We'll see later on that compared to Shlomo, David is very poor. But with my meager ability, what did I do? Hachinoti lebeit Adonai. I got many things ready for God's house. Zahav kikaraim mea elef, 100,000 talents of gold. The kesef, elef alafim kikarim, and 1,000,000, that's 1,000 times 1,000, talents of silver. The lanchoshet lebrezel in mishkao, the amount of copper and iron and metal, too much to be weighed. Kilarov haya, because there was so much. Veitzim v'avanim hachinoti v'aleim tosif. I also prepared much wood and building stones. I got them all ready, and you can add to them as much as you need. V'imcha l'rov osei melacha, and together with all those building materials, I have many artisans who will be able to help you with all the work. Chotzvim, experts in quarrying stones. V'chashe evan, v'eitz, people can shape the stones and the wood. V'chol chacham, v'chol melacha, wise men to do all these different jobs. L'zahav, l'kesef, l'anachosh, l'barzel, in mispar, for all the gold, the silver, the copper, and the metal that was countless. Kum v'asei, get up and do, vi Adonai imach, and God will be with you. Notice again we're quoting David's words of encouragement to his son Shlomo to take an initiative and get the job done. It's quite obvious why this section is being quoted specifically in Divrei Hayamim, because this is exactly the message that the book is trying to give to the people of Shivat Zion in the beginning of the Second Temple period. We're hoping that they would take the message that David is giving to Shlomo and apply it to their own generation. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vaitzav David l'chol sarei Yisrael lazor l'shlomo b'no. David's quite worried about his young son, if he'll indeed do this, and therefore David commands all the ministers of Israel, all the important people, the dignitaries, they must help Shlomo, his son. And what does he command them? Halo Adonai Elohechem imachem. Hashem, your God, will be with you. Ve'niach lechem mitzaviv. He's going to give you rest from all your enemies around. Ki natan biyadi et yoshvei haaretz. He already enabled me to defeat all the enemies around. Ve'nichbasha haaretz lifnei Adonai v'lifnei amo. The land is now captured in front of God and in front of his nation. Therefore, there's no longer a reason for continued conquest. As Sefer Kohelet says, there's a time for war and a time for peace. Eit mechama ve'et shalom. David HaMelech was in Eit mechama. And now, the time of Shlomo will be in Eit shalom. Pasuk Yotet, Ata now, Tnu levavchem v'nafshechem lidrosh l'Adonai lechem. Give your hearts and your souls the ability and the desire to search for Hashem your God. Again, that's following the Pasuk L'shichnot Yidushu Bat HaShama from chapter 12 in Dvarim. V'kumu uvnu et mikdash Adonai Elohim. Get up and build this mikdash for Hashem, Hashem who is the God of all mankind. Lavi et aron brit Adonai uchlei kodesh ha'Elohim lebayit hanivne l'shem Adonai. To bring the aron, which now is in a tent in Yerushalayim, and all the other vessels of the mikdashkan, the klei kodesh, the shulchan, the mizbech, and the menorah, that in the meantime are in the mishkan and givon, to bring them to this new house that's being built for the name of God in Yerushalayim. You see throughout the parak this repetition of this phrase, L'shem Hashem, for God's name or his reputation. It's quite clear that David HaMelech's entire speech is built on chapter 12 in Sefer Devarim, and it's quite clear now why specifically this speech and these words are recorded in the book of Divrei Hayamim. As we've been explaining, this is the theme of the book from its inception. We're going to see now, starting from chapter 23, the rest of the book will discuss all the preparations that David HaMelech makes to build the Mikdash. In fact, the next four chapters will be very tedious and detailed. When we study them, we'll try to understand why they're included in the book as well.